Good morning and welcome to the Sunday School lesson of today, 3rd August 2025, which is lesson 49, brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Christ the Lord Parish, Lekki, Lagos. Let us pray. Our Father and God, we thank you for the beginning of this brand new day. It's a day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. As we go into today's lesson, Father, please give us understanding and help us to finish well and partake of the marriage supper of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for answered prayers. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Last week, we learned about hell, a place we all pray never to have a taste of, in the name of Jesus. We learned that hell is a reality and a place for the wicked. Psalm 9 verse 17 says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God." Last week's lesson was taken in form of questions and answers, with the first outline describing what hell is, and the second, how to avoid it. Hell was described as banishment from the presence of God, and a place of torment and punishment for the wicked. According to scriptures, it is down below, and was prepared for the devil and his fallen angels, as well as all who refuse to repent and accept the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Further description of hell, according to what we read in scripture, is that hell has enlarged itself, meaning though the original size is unknown, it is getting bigger by the day. This suggests that even from biblical times, more and more people have been enlisting there. Hell is a place of unquenchable thirst, suffering, and agony, with unquenchable fire, where worms never die. Whilst those who end up in hell will recognize others in both heaven and hell, it is worthy of note that Matthew 25 verse 46 says, "Both heaven and hell are doorways to eternity." Heaven to life eternal, and hell to eternal punishment. May we not end up in hell in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today's lesson is titled The Marriage Supper of the Lamb, and the Bible passage is taken from Revelation chapter 19 from verse 6 to 9. And I read, "And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God." The memory verse for today's lesson is taken from Revelation 19 verse 9, which is the last verse of the Bible passage we just read. And it says, "And he saith unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God." Now let's go on to the lesson introduction. Marriage, in the context of today's topic, the marriage supper of the Lamb, symbolizes the union between Christ and the church, going by Ephesians 5, 24 to 27 and verse 32. The marriage supper of the Lamb is the event that immediately follows the rapture, which is the first phase of the second coming of Christ. As usual, we have two lesson outlines. The first one is titled Description of the Marriage. This can be better understood going by wedding customs in the time of Jesus Christ. You know, back then, the customs had three major parts. The first one is the signing of a marriage contract by the parents of the bride and groom, and this is with the payment of dowry to the bride or her parents. This was followed by the betrothal period, what is now known as engagement. Now, the second part involves the groom coming in the night to take his bride. We see the example written in Matthew 25 from verse 1 to verse 13, which is the story of the 10 virgins who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. It is worthy of note that the bridegroom came at midnight when they were to meet him. So from this, we can deduce that the marriage supper of the Lamb will take place at night when Jesus, the bridegroom, will take his bride, the church. Finally, the marriage supper itself, which might go on for days, illustrated by the wedding in Cana of Galilee, attended by Jesus and his mother. Now, the second thing to note is that the marriage supper of the Lamb is the consummation of the union between Christ, who is the bridegroom, and the church, which is the bride. The bride is without spot or wrinkle. Ephesians 5 verse 27 says that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Therefore, only those children of God who are presentable and without any form of blemish or sin will be presented to God. Number three, the marriage supper of the Lamb will take place before the second phase of the second coming of Jesus Christ to the earth, according to John 14 verse 3, where Jesus says, "And I will go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." And it will be between Jesus and the redeemed, or saints of all ages, who will take part in the first resurrection. This includes the dead in Christ in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. That scripture says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." As well as the rest of the dead referred to in Revelations 20, verse 5. Number four, it is believed that the marriage supper will take place in heaven, going by scripture in Revelation 19, verses 1 and 9. This is because verse 1 references the voices of many people that were heard in heaven. And this leads up to the mention of the marriage supper in verse 9. So going on now to the first class activity, it says the class should discuss whether or not all professing believers in Christ will be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Clearly, only believers who are genuinely saved till the end of their lives will partake of the marriage supper of the Lamb. Note that Matthew 24 verse 13 says, "But he that shall endure unto the end shall be saved, and these then shall be able to attend the supper." This also implies some who are foolish, like the five foolish virgins in Matthew chapter 25, whilst those who profess to be saints but are not, will not partake of the marriage supper of the Lamb. Let's go on to lesson outline two, titled Importance and Qualification. The first one, the marriage supper of the Lamb is meant to assemble the saints of all ages who will be presented to God the Father according to Matthew 25 from verse 32 to 34. God will wipe away tears from their faces, according to Revelation 7, verse 17. So that's the first thing even to note about the importance. Secondly, the celebration will hold after the saints are taken away from the earth, before the activities of the Antichrist and the period of tribulation. Isaiah 57, verse 1b says, "Merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come." This means that those ones who are saints have been raptured and are taken away from the earth will leave the earth before the activities of the Antichrist and the tribulation period. Number three, during the marriage supper of the Lamb, faithful and diligent saints will be rewarded. This means all those who are not only genuinely saved and are holy, but who remain faithful to the end and work hard while here, such as, for instance, the soul winners for Christ, will all be rewarded. May we all have our rewards accordingly in the name of Jesus. Amen. So now we go on to the qualification. What qualifies one to attend the marriage supper of the Lamb? Those who will qualify for the marriage supper of the Lamb are the faithful saints of God and those whose garments of righteousness have not been stained, according to scripture in Revelation 21 verse 27 and Hebrews 12 verse 14. So we now go on to the second class activity. The activity asks if a believer who misses the marriage supper of the Lamb can still make heaven. And furthermore, if such a believer can get any reward in heaven. To answer that, we know that all saints raptured would make heaven and qualify to partake of the marriage supper of the Lamb, and they all stand a chance of earning rewards depending on their work on earth. However, going by scripture in Revelation 7 from verse 9 to 17 and Revelation 20 verse 4, some saints, such as the tribulation saints who came to faith during the great tribulation, and those souls who refused to worship the beast and take the mark of the beast during the tribulation, thereby paying with their lives during the period of tribulation on earth, will miss the rapture, and therefore they will miss the marriage supper of the Lamb. However, they will make heaven and reign with Christ thereafter. Unfortunately, they will not get any reward. So the conclusion today is that the marriage supper of the Lamb, like all biblical prophecies, will be fulfilled. You and I cannot afford to miss it, and may we not miss it in the name of Jesus. We, however, need to pray to God to keep us standing in Him and for Him to count us worthy of the great event. And may we qualify in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us now say our closing prayer by saying, Father, please do not let me miss the marriage supper of the Lamb for any reason in the name of Jesus. Father, please do not let me miss the marriage supper of the Lamb for any reason in Jesus' name. Help me to live right and stay holy until I am raptured. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much for listening. God bless you all. Amen.